USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bird flu is causing a big drop in U.S. poultry numbers. Federal officials say this year's outbreak of avian flu is responsible for the deaths of some 47 million chickens and turkeys. According to Reuters, that outbreak is contributing to record poultry prices ahead of the holiday season. Margins are narrowing between Democratic and Republican candidates in the midterm races. California Democratic Congressman Ro Khanna tells Fox News that people are hurting right now with inflation and Democrats are working to ease the burden.
The Democrats' agenda to tackle inflation is to bring manufacturing back. It's to tackle our supply chains. The Republicans have said they want tax cuts to the rich.
He says more manufacturing needs to return to the United States. Republicans claim Democrats in Congress spend too much in spiked inflation. They also want to increase domestic production of oil. City officials in Raleigh, North Carolina, are reviewing the emergency notification system following last week's deadly mass shooting. Local residents complained they didn't receive any alert about an active shooter in their neighborhood. The city says they'll look at all the steps taken to ensure communication with the community is a top priority. As a crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, news is coming out about action taken by the administration.
Democrat-run El Paso, Texas, and their city council's Claudia Rodriguez admitted during a private phone conversation last month that the mayor was directed by the Biden administration not to declare a state of emergency, even as the invasion of humanity at the southern border warranted the emergency help. The city is spending roughly $300,000 a day of taxpayer money in dealing with the illegal immigration caused by President Biden's open border policy. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
A French cement company is paying a hefty fine and pleading guilty to a U.S. charge for helping to support ISIS. U.S. Deputy AG Lisa Monaco spoke to reporters.
Today's guilty pleas to terrorism charges by multinational construction conglomerate Lafarge and its Syrian subsidiary reflect corporate crime that has reached a new low.
Lafarge saying it would work with the Justice Department to resolve the matter. The company was the subject of an internal investigation regarding its relationship with the terrorist group several years ago. First responders on Sanibel Island are getting bonus checks from Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. The checks, part of the state budget, were sent out before Hurricane Ian, but the governor says many didn't make it to the intended recipients.
We don't want these checks to get lost in the shuffle because these guys are out there working. A lot of them may have had damage to their own homes, and we promised that they would get the bonus, and we've got to deliver. So he's worked hard to make sure that we got the checks recut.
A new CBS YouGov poll released found that a majority say Democrats and Democratic-led policies contribute to the economic crisis voters are facing. 48% say Democratic policies had harmed the economy, while nearly two-thirds said President Biden bore either a lot or some responsibility. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.